Our virtual tour and our consideration of the year 1897 brings us to Dundrum in County Tipperary, and we pray for those whose parish and place of worship that is. Dundrum is famous for several things. One is the falling near the village in the 1860s. Perhaps it was a kind of heavenly omen concerning disestablishment, the falling of a meteorite, the Dundrum meteorite, which is still preserved in the Natural History Museum in London. I think it was 130 years or more before anything similar happened in Ireland and the meteorite was recovered. Anyway, as we think of Dundrum and 1897, 1897 was a significant year musically because it was the year when the first Fech Ceoil took place. And I suppose it was part of the revival of Irish music and culture, which we've already mentioned in relation to poetry and the theatre. And the Fech Ceoil became a spawning ground for all kinds of youthful talent. Indeed, to this day, as many of us who are parents will know, playing in it is a kind of rite of passage in one's musical education. How many of us have been both delighted and demented in assisting in the preparation of candidates, hearing the same pieces all over and over again, and going to be present full of parental pride on the day, dreading the in fact, always kindly and encouraging words of the adjudicators. Having said that, especially for young people, children in their formative years, performance, however sometimes indifferent or nervous, performance in the presence of audience and adjudicator is so important in terms of confidence building and maturing. Whether in the contexts of music or debating or reciting or drama or public speaking, I avoid dancing because I could never dare to enter upon that particular area. But in all the contexts I've mentioned, performance, this has nothing to do with vanity. It's to do with confidence and development. Performance in public is really important. Get over your inhibitions. Listen to the critics. Make your voice heard. And we can be grateful to the Fechina and to school debating societies, later in life, Toastmasters, BMU, for the way they have helped people to be confident about doing things in public and even enjoying it, whether it be public speaking or public performance on a musical instrument. And we certainly need more musicians who will do live performance and live accompaniment in our churches when one day singing, we hope before too long, returns. And so many of the councils of our church depend on those who are confident without being vain about their capacity to stand on their feet and put a view, a perspective or a case. Many a synod orator began in the school debating societies. Many a fine church or cathedral organist began at the Fech.